make sure that the inning didn't get away, but I had Robbie up for Hardy. That was the first guy that I might have brought him in for. Not before that. CC was going, and it was his game.
Who else? Dave?
Joe, we had asked CC the final week of the season whether there was a chance she might be in a wild card game, when he'd be ready after he pitched. He said tomorrow, and people cracked a smile. He didn't. Is that part of the mentality he has that allows you to let him go out there for the night?
He wants the ball, and he's very strong. You know, I talk about CC as being one of those big, strong pitchers that usually gets better as the game goes on. I mean, that's who he is. And you think about the eighth inning, that's where we saw the highest velocity all night from him. And he has a way of being able to step it up when he gets in a jam, too.
John.
Joe, when you use the term that it's his game, you're essentially putting your whole season in his hand to get through that. Why are you so comfortable and confident with that? And just one, I know this is part of the distance, but have you even thought about him getting free yet for your next year?
No, we actually got to talk about that tonight, which is hard to believe, not having a day off tomorrow. But it's his game because he's our ace. Our bullpen has been worked a lot in this series, too. But I have a ton of confidence in CC. You know, even when he was going through some of his struggles, I knew he would get it right, and that's what he's done.
Ian.
Joe, going into this game with all the questions about Alex and the struggles of the lineup and who you're going to bench and who you're not going to bench, just knowing as a manager, if you feel under siege a little bit, knowing you're handing CC the ball, what is that feeling like?
I felt good about him going out there today. I knew Hamels would be tough on us. He's been tough on us the whole year, and we talked about find a way to scratch a few runs across the board. So I felt really good about sending him out there. I mean, he's the guy that I wanted to send out there.
Sweeney.
Joe, is it Pettit, Kuroda, first two?
We got to decide. We got to meet. I mean, this is the year of two wild cards, but there's a lot of other things. It's a lot of first. You know, days off in between series and having to decide what you're going to do. So we'll sit down and talk tonight, actually. It'll be Pettit tomorrow. That's all I got for you.
And now you get a rematch with the Tigers and this guy won a triple crown. What do you feel about that?
We know they're a very good club. They've been a good club, and we know we got our work cut out for us.
Andrew?
What would be your options, though, game two, in terms of guys who are available?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Two more, if there's anything. Okay, three more, I guess.
Joe, what is it that you saw in Granderson that allowed you to show such faith in him?
You know, a lot of his struggles were off the lefties. And he had some pretty good advance off of Hamels over at their place and during the course of the season. So I just felt like, you know, I'm going to leave him in there. And obviously he came through today. That third run's a huge run for you. And off a lefty. And for Curtis, the big thing is when he swings and strikes, he's extremely dangerous. I mean, that's the bottom line.
John.
Joe, regarding A-Rod, did you consider having him pinch hit there against the lefty in the seventh? Then? Just looking ahead.
Who was up, Raul?
Chavez,
yeah. Well, they would have brought the righty in at that point, so I feel like, in a sense, you don't want to waste your bullets, in a sense, so I thought, I'm going to leave it.
And just, the Tigers have no lefty starters. Do you anticipate staying this way?
You know, I usually say I'm going to worry about one day at a time. I'm going to worry about tonight. And I'll have a lineup for you tomorrow.
Jeff?
How does it feel now that you finally have taken care of the Orioles?
You know, they're a very good club, and they're a very resilient club. And you got a bunch of young kids over there that just play the game the right way and play hard. And you think about it, we played 23 games, and there were four runs that separated us. It's an accomplishment for both clubs because they never went away. You know, people thought they were going to go away. They never went away. And I'm very proud of our club for staying in.
You thinking when Tex took off a second like that?
You know, they weren't holding on, and we talked about it the other day. You know, if you think you can get it, go ahead, go get it.
And that's the bottom line. So I didn't have a problem. He picked the right pitch. He picked a curveball. If it's a fastball, he's probably out. But he picked the right pitch. And, you know, you talk about trusting your players and their instincts. And he trusted them, and he was right.
Right in the middle.
Joe, with sort of the decisions you've had to make this week with Alex and these games just so sort of fraught with tension, are they emotionally draining for you to manage through, or is it just sort of the job you have at this point?
It's the job I have. You know, it seems like when you manage the New York Yankees, every series is a playoff series. During the course of the season at times, too. So it's the job I have. And, you know, I've said all along, I love my job.
Congratulations, Joe. Thank you. We've got CeCe coming next. Thank you.